Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger. This is a show where we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet. We don't research or fact check anything. I'm here with my normal co-host, my mom. Say hi, Mom.
I'm happy you called me normal.
Well, you are not normal. The co-hosting is the normal.
Okay.
My dad is also here on the couch, and we have kicked Snoop out because he gets way too excited when I use my internet voice. So, Mom, you want to start us off by telling us what are the holidays of today?
Well, let me tell you.
All right.
National Metal Day.
Like rock or the element?
Well, I could look it up.
Oh, we don't fact check or research anything, y'all.
National Sunday Day. Sunday like ice cream Sunday.
Okay. We are recording this on a Saturday. Is this today's or is this Monday's?
Monday's.
Okay. Just making sure because I've made that mistake.
Remembrance Day. Which is...
Remembering what?
I think it's the UK.
You don't remember.
Yeah, no. It's the UK's people in their armed forces who've given their lives.
So our Veterans Day?
Yeah, it is our Veterans Day.
It is our Veterans Day?
Yes.
Salute.
And it's Singles Day, 2019.
A single Pringle. You ready to mingle?
Oh, goodness. Okay, then.
So happy those holidays. I didn't know it was Veterans Day.
Yeah, it is.
Happy Veterans Day.
When we do send this into the internet waves. Okay, 2 hours of sleep, Rachel.
My mom got 2 hours of sleep last night. Were you hanging out with kids last night, Mom? Were you getting rowdy with babies?
Maybe.
She has my mom's the worst. When there's a baby in the house, she wants to go sleep with it. And then when they wake up, she wakes up.
Multiple times.
Multiple times, every time. Yeah. Why don't kids sleep through the night?
I don't know.
Like, you'd think that was like a flaw on the whole making of the kids part. Like, whoever made kids, Jesus, what you doing? Make them sleep. Because I feel like the parents need the sleep.
Yeah.
The kids don't even need the sleep. The parents, this was a flaw.
So that's my job, to make sure parents sleep.
That is a really nice job.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Not always.
Yeah.
I'm not there every day.
No, you're not. You're home a lot now. Right?
On and off.
On and off. I don't know where you are anymore.
I've
lost track of everybody.
I'm everywhere.
Dad, where are you? Don't answer. They can't hear you. All right. Mom, we're going to say Pass or Stay. We're playing Pass or Stay this week.
And I have a news thing. If you don't cover it, I will go.
I want to hear it.
No, we're doing you first. Go.
All right. We have no sponsors today, so I can say whatever I want.
You can.
As if the sponsors ever stop me. All right. Stay or go. Chicken fact.
Yes.
More than 2 million pounds of chicken product were recalled in 8 states.
Oh, I saw that. That's
sad. Ready-to-cook poultry products by Simmons Prepared Food were recalled. Possible metal contamination. Happy Metal Day, everybody. And California was one of the states.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, this won't affect me. Well, it doesn't affect me anyway.
No.
But the pictures they were using on Twitter to be like, chicken recall, were these raw chicken breasts on like prepared plates, and everyone was like, why are we putting raw chicken on prepared plates? I'm so like, just garnished with like all of like the parsley. Now you put chicken breasts on like the things. Everyone was like, where did these stock images come from, and why were they created? That was my favorite part of everything. All right, so that was my chicken facts, Mom. Chickens are getting recalled.
I didn't bring a chicken fact to
I had you covered today.
Thank you.
I love you. Everyone, just so you know, everyone wanted me to live stream this, and I said no,
thank you.
No, I'm not. I don't trust my mom.
To do what?
I don't know.
Get my words out.
Get your words out, or you know, you might slip and say a bad word just because you're so tired.
Never.
Okay.
Kidding me, Rachel.
Who knows? Starbucks holiday cups are out. Stay or go.
That says it all.
Oh, okay. Well, I wanted to say a thing because I thought it was hilarious.
Do you have one?
I have one.
We just got you some.
Yes, this is an iced one, and it says, What does it say, Mom? She's reading the letters that are very hard to read.
What? Oh, Mary goes sideways. Mary. Oh, coffee goes down. It's like a word search.
It's you said the two words that are there.
Mary coffee.
Mary coffee.
Okay.
Okay, so forever, Starbucks made cups that said, like, Merry Christmas. And then people were like, Mah, Christmas. So they put out cups that said Happy Holidays. And then everyone's like, Mah, Holidays. And so they said, fine, everybody. Fine. Merry freaking coffee. And everyone went, yeah.
What if I get tea?
That's what Jessica said. I had coffee with Jessica yesterday. She was like, well, I get tea, so I'm offended. I was like, all right. But, like, I don't get offended when someone says Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays or Happy Hanukkah or Happy Kwanzaa. If someone says that to me, I go, thank you for hoping that I'm happy during that time.
Yeah.
I'm very happy about it.
Yeah.
Some people get mad about any of those sayings. I'm like, yeah, you just... That's the wrong thing to be mad at in the world. There is so much to be mad at in the world.
That's not that.
I
not
feel
that.
Like that argument was created to piss people off. Like, probably. It wasn't actually an argument, and it was created to make people angry and to try and choose sides. Like, someone was like, well, if we say Merry Christmas, are we being offensive? And then someone was like, well, let's say we are. And then someone else was like, well, maybe people are getting offended that we're saying Happy Holidays now. And, like, people made up the fact that people were actually getting offended. So that's my whole take on the thing, because it's so stupid that I can't believe anyone was actually real about it.
Yeah.
All right. People were getting recent Valentine's Day texts. Stay or go? There's a funny one.
Okay, go.
Okay.
I have to look at you to see what I'm saying.
People that had Sprint or T-Mobile
mm-hmm.
were getting, at like 2 a.m. one morning, were getting random text messages from people that didn't make sense. And a lot of them had to do with Valentine's Day. And people were going, what do you mean? Like, people were texting back like, what? And people were like, yeah. What are you saying? I haven't texted you in like a week. What are you saying? And they were like, and they'd screenshot the text. And what was going on was... Sprint or T-Mobile, like, did some weird backup, weird thing, you know, like, normal, like, computer science, blah, blah, blah. But it made random texts that people sent on Valentine's Day, it would randomly resend one of those texts to the other to some random person, to the person. But it wouldn't show up on the sender's text message chain. It only sent
to the receiver.
To receiver. So the receiver would be like, what are you talking about? And the sender would be like, what are you talking about? And then have to like screenshot and send it and be like, I didn't send that. And then people were like realizing like we didn't have that. They hadn't talked or whatever. And people were realizing it was stuff they sent on Valentine's Day.
Wow.
And so there was one funny one where someone was like, yeah, this couldn't even be made up. And it was one where this guy, his ex-girlfriend texted him.
Oops.
And put a question mark. And he was like, you good? She goes, yeah, I'm just wondering what the Valentine's text was about. And he's like, what are you talking about? And Sprint or T-Mobile, everyone had resent a text from him that said, yeah, I hope to spend many more Valentines with you.
Oh, no.
His ex-girlfriend, who he clearly had just broke up with within a few months, got a text of being like, I wish I could spend all my Valentines with you.
When you said that was happening, I'm like, oh, that's not good, because sometimes people don't talk to each other.
Yeah, there
are
so there was a bunch of people getting sent random stuff, and like, luckily the internet was there to be like, same guys, happened to me too. But like, you know, there were innocent ones where like a dad was talking to his daughter and was like, where do you want me to pick you up? And she's like, we're in the living room together. What are you talking about? And he's like, what? I didn't send that. So I'm sure there could have been there was probably a lot of terrible ones.
Oops.
Like, you know, those one night dates or whatever that happened. But one night stands, if you will. Or, you know, exes. Mm-hmm. Or I was like, what if someone had passed away?
Mm-hmm. And then they got a text from
got a text from that person that passed away. Like, I'm hoping that didn't happen. Like, that could happen, though. It's terrifying to think about. Stay or go. Keanu Reeves revealed his girlfriend.
No.
Keanu,
done.
Yeah. That's all.
I'm sure he's
Kanye nice. West.
That's the one I'm saying.
Oh!
Pass on. I read that one. Are you talking about him changing his name?
No. He was in the news so many times.
Oh.
He decided to be a stricter dad.
Oh, I didn't hear
and
this.
People, he's decided that he's not allowing his children to watch TV or wear makeup. And everyone's like, Your wife is a reality TV star with a makeup line. What are you talking about? And then Twitter made it a fantastic, not discovery, but just pointed out. As he's become more quote-unquote Christian, he has made all of these changes that he's implementing on other people. But he hasn't announced any changes he's putting on himself.
Gotcha.
Like, he says, like, his kids aren't allowed to do these things. His wife isn't allowed to do these things. People shouldn't do these things. But he never says, I'm not going to do certain things. He's always putting this on other people. I'm like,
that's not the way it works.
You gotta look at yourself. You gotta change yourself, man. Yeah. You gotta change yourself. And then you can be an example for the world to follow.
Yeah.
That's what you, he also said that he's going to run for president in the next election. So, Kanye West. What did he say he's changing his name to? I didn't hear
something
that.
Christian billionaire something. I don't know. I read it this morning.
You're whispering, by the way?
Christian billionaire something something. I don't know.
Fact check and researching.
Well, I didn't know we were going to talk about him, because I was going to pass if you brought him up. Okay, go.
Keanu Reeves is the guy that everyone loves.
Yeah, I like him.
Like,
now
he
that
announced
said
his girlfriend, and everyone was like...
But that other lady, the older woman, Helen Mirren, is that her name?
Mirren.
Someone mistook her for his girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, because his girlfriend is Alexandra Grant.
Yes.
And everyone was like amazed. They're like, wait, you guys are like the same age? Because usually, you know, Hollywood guys date girls way younger.
Yeah.
But it's Keanu Reeves, guys. He's not going to fail us.
Yeah.
He's going to get an age-appropriate girlfriend and be cute and hold her hand. That's Keanu Reeves, everyone. Yep. But yeah, another girl got mistaken for the girlfriend. She was all flattered. And she was
She's an older woman.
She's like, oh, this is so great for me.
She's nice too, yeah.
I thought it was a really cute little story. She was very humble and cute about it, which I thought was great. Pass or stay, YouTube is trying to get back into the streaming game. You can do whatever you want with this.
Pass. I'm getting upset with YouTube. Go ahead.
Why are you getting upset with YouTube?
Because you mention them all the time and they're doing things that are upsetting you. So there.
Pretty much. I'm going to talk about this. YouTube redesigned their homepage again.
Oi.
So I read this and like most people would go, okay. But I'm mad about it because...
See my point right there.
YouTube is the worst. So they're making thumbnails bigger.
Okay.
Which means that there's going to be less videos in the suggested, okay?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but I'm pissed because not too long ago, they were trying to get rid of custom thumbnails.
Mm-hmm.
They were trying to be like, we're just going to take a still shot from your video, which used to be way back in the day, like 2008 YouTube, where you just picked which of the three still shots you wanted as your thumbnail. But they were trying to get rid of thumbnails, basically, to avoid clickbait, quote-unquote clickbait.
Clickbaits are in the title too.
I know. And I was like, but now you're trying to make it all about the thumbnail. Even though like a few months ago, you were trying to get rid of, figure out your lane, man. Stick with it.
Every week.
Because they're so stupid. They're so stupid.
Case in point.
I know. I'm talking about the streaming thing. I'm sorry. I have to, because now I'm just mad about it. So, sorry. Okay. So they're trying to get into the streaming game.
Okay.
And they can take over, because right now Twitch and Mixer are like the two head streaming things. And YouTube is like in the back burner. But it's so hard for me, like if I want to be partnered on Twitch, meaning like be verified on Twitch, I have to sign a 2-year contract.
Oh.
I know, meaning I can't stream anywhere else.
Nope.
That's my thing. I'm hesitant because...
Be hesitant.
I don't trust YouTube. I think they're a shady company that doesn't care about their content creators. Don't demonetize me. But that's like about because they will demonetize. They constantly demonetize me for saying it's inappropriate content when I'm podcasting with my mother. Anyway. So I don't like them. So I'm trying to get on other platforms. I'm trying to expand podcasts, Twitch, you know, but they have the power if they were just smart enough to capture the streaming thing. Which is why I'm so hesitant to sign with Twitch, because YouTube next month could figure it out if they used 3 of their 5 brain cells that they have. They could figure it out, and then I would be stuck in a 2-year contract with a dead platform.
Yep.
So I am so hesitant with everything. I don't want YouTube to take over streaming. It makes sense for me because my my viewers are already on YouTube, so they wouldn't have to go to a separate platform.
Don't you stream on YouTube already?
I used to stream on my vlog channel.
Yeah.
But people didn't like that. You got a text message. Mom.
I didn't silence my phone. No.
Your watch.
I silenced my phone. I didn't. Oh, Mickey was going to tell me the time.
Ask Mickey what time it is. She's tapping her working. Watch.
Wait. Oh, I did silence it.
Then how did your phone make a noise?
I don't know.
Wait.
It's 1:04.
Duncan, I hung out with Duncan yesterday. I did a mukbang with Duncan. He'll be on my main channel Thursday. And afterwards, I hung out with him for a while, and he looked at my watch, and he looked at it, and he goes, where's Mickey?
Yep.
I was like, what are you talking about? And Christopher started laughing, and they're like, make Mickey the main thing on your. So I scrolled over and made Mickey my thing, and then he pressed it, kept pressing it.
Oh yeah,
pressed it. Yep, that's the time, buddy.
Mickey and Minnie, and then
I don't have the Minnie one. And he asked, he's like, "Where's Minnie?" And I was like, "I don't have that one."
And the Toy Story characters,
I don't have that either.
Oh, he scrolls through.
Do you have the newer watch than me?
You got it for me.
I think I got my mom the newer watch.
But there's Toy Story characters, and they're really cute. And this has nothing to do with YouTube and what we're talking about.
No, just very distracting.
It's really cute because they don't say anything, but they hide, and then they lurk onto the screen of your watch.
Oh, I love that.
Run across, or they're in the shadows, and then the spotlight hits them, and they're like, freeze. It's really cute.
That's really cute.
It's really cute.
So I didn't have the other characters, so I just had to give him my phone and Google's image search the characters. And then somehow I ended up watching an hour's worth of Mickey Mouse's Clubhouse.
Oh, his fave.
That's what happens when you hang out with two-year-olds. Anyway, YouTube sucks, but that's all. Tesla is coming out with a pickup truck.
No.
Oh, she is against the electric Cybertruck, y'all. Victorious is now on Netflix.
No, pass. Did you want to talk about
it? No, there's nothing really to talk about. But like your struggle with staying going. This is the last thing I have, Mom.
Oh, darn. Okay.
You passed them all. You hate everything. You don't know. A plane crashed after unloading 350 gallons of pink water in a gender reveal stunt.
Yes, that happened.
People, you don't need to go this extreme. Someone quote tweeted it and said, you guys can do this in a mass text message.
Yes, exactly. It's the girl. It's like, the boy.
It doesn't matter. Like, my family does baby. Has done gender reveals. But they've always just kind of been in a yard.
Yeah, it's just us. Just,
there's a camera because we're YouTubers, but I think if we weren't YouTubers.
But they didn't do it before. Like Jessica's first few, we didn't.
Yeah, we
do
didn't.
It.
But now just, we do it because it's not to, it's like, we're YouTubers and it's exciting for everyone to find out. So we excitedly show you.
Right.
I feel like if we didn't do YouTube, we wouldn't be doing gender reveals.
No. You would just call and go, hey, we saw the ultrasound.
Hey.
It's a boy.
It's a boy.
It's a girl.
So I feel like people are seeing these YouTubers who do gender reveals to make it exciting for viewers because they want to be involved and stuff.
Right.
But they feel like they need to do that in their lives too, and then it just kind of gets so extreme. Yeah. Like, there's been
you
gotta
one up everything. Yeah.
Oh my
deaths
god, the world is all about one upping. Like,
yeah,
that's the thing with gender reveals. Like, a YouTuber did this, so someone else has to do it bigger, and then someone else has to do it bigger than that, and then a plane crashes. No one died in this plane crash, though. My dad just said deaths with a gender reveal.
Was it the grandma?
I don't remember. I didn't read it because I was so mad about it.
It passed away. They had an explosive thing and parts, the shards went out and got her and she died instantly. It was bad, sad, horrible thing. Horrible thing.
You know, we don't need to do it.
No.
There's no need for it.
No.
All right, Mom, you said, oh wait, there is one more thing. Andrew texted me right as I was about to podcast and a headline that says, Instagram to start hiding likes in US.
What?
The like count on Instagram is starting every, like, we've been talking about it for a while, and they're doing testing, and apparently Instagram liked it. Well, that's there. I didn't even mean to say that. My dad just started laughing.
Good one.
Thanks. I'm a jokester, and I didn't know. So they were for their hiding the like count, so they're just starting to do it now throughout. Like, no matter where you live, your like count might be hidden from the public. So you will still know how many people like your stuff.
Oh, but nobody else is going to know.
Yeah, unless you screenshot it and post it and be like, this one got this many. Like, that's low. That's pretty low if that's what you're doing with your
likes.
Life. Yeah. Just so you all know. But, like, it is good as a content creator to know what pictures people like versus the pictures people don't like. Yeah. Because you need to know how, so you should know the like count.
You should know.
But other people won't know it. Yeah. So like, that's just weird.
That's weird.
That is weird.
My news.
Yeah, what's your news, Mom?
Netflix and
Get it together.
HBO.
Netflix and HBO. Okay.
Okay. They want to start cracking down on shared passwords. And they want it to stay in the same household. And it's like, whoa, I stay in my own household, but my children are allowed to use my
Hulu. You stay in the family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, what if you have a kid in college? Yeah. They can use their parents' password.
No, this is or... like, 'cause I've tried to use my dad's cable when you had your cable. I would try and sign into your online account so I could watch Laker games. And it would say, no, you have to be on the same internet Wi-Fi.
Oh.
So that I'm sure that's how they're going to do it if you're not on the same Wi-Fi.
There was two different ways they were going to do.
Are they really that greedy where they need that extra $5.99, $11.99 a month? My dad's nodding his head yes. It's ridiculous.
It is.
I have my own Hulu account.
Well, you do.
Because Hulu did the thing where it's like you can only have three viewers at a time.
Right. And then you can't watch.
Yeah. And then we'd text each other. Get off the phone. I want to watch my thing. Yeah. So I was just like, I went out and got my own Hulu, but I still share Netflix with you guys. And it's like.
And we don't care.
No, because it doesn't. And we all have our own accounts. It like doesn't really matter.
Yeah. And you're allowed to. It has names on there. Tim, Gwen, the kids, Trent.
Rachel. There we go.
So.
I'm the third one in the middle.
So I'm. Wait. I got to go back to what they said they were going to do.
Okay.
Like send a code to the main person on their texting.
Yeah.
And then you have to text. God, words are so hard for me today.
That's what. So they send you. So you're the owner of Netflix account. You're the owner of the account. So if I want to use it, it sends you a code, and you have to text me the code.
Something like that.
Are they trying to do it where like, oh, you were all roommates in college, and then everyone's still feeding off of you?
Yes, 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 yes. That's what they're trying to get rid of. But in the meantime, they're gonna be hurting the people who are using it.
Yeah, like
legally.
We're allowed. There was nowhere in the contract.
You're my family.
That said you have to be blood related and in the same household to have an account.
And even if, you know, if I had just me in my life and a close circle of friends, I'm sure we'd all share that.
It's not even stealing. My mom paid for it. She can do with what she wants with it. And she can give it to me. Oh, hold on. My thing stopped filming. Give me half a second. My mom just read a headline while I was fixing my camera. What was that, Mom?
Too hot for Sesame Street. Why the Red Hot Chili Peppers were rejected by the show.
Sesame Street? So the Red Hot Chili Peppers were too spicy?
Did it say that Elmo was...
something about Elmo. Elmo's favorite band?
Elmo's favorite band, apparently.
Maybe because they're red? I don't know. All right. That's all the news I have. Do you have any more?
I have a winner. Or you want to do that at the end?
Oh, we can do that now. Oh, the winner of the
winner chicken dinner.
Very excited about that.
Valerie Mason.
Ooh.
She won those little chickens. This week.
Well, it was one little chicken.
It was an awesome chicken.
I know, but you said you won those little chickens as if there were You're tired. I wasn't like mad at you. I was just letting them know that we're giving away the correct thing.
This week, we're giving away dogs.
Okay, there's stickers. We're not the podcast people are like, you're what? We're giving away a Blaze sticker and a Snoop sticker. They are my merch, represent.com/Rachel Ballinger. You can buy these. They come in a pack of 10.
But
10 of each.
We're giving away one of each.
But we're giving away one of each. Yes, Mom, she came up with this phrase right before. I don't know if you're going to remember.
Winner, winner, doggy dinner.
Doggy dinner. You have to tweet my mother, winner, winner, doggy dinner.
To win these.
And you have to be either following the podcast on whatever listening device you use, or you have to be subscribed on YouTube. Just screenshot that. And tweet my mother winner winner doggy dinner with that screenshot. My dad is saying no.
Chicken dinner is something.
Chicken dinner is doggy dinner is something a doggy eats. My dad is so mad about this.
I love it.
All right, we're gonna move on to the game, and we're gonna play Heads Up.
Yes, it's not 20 questions.
It's not 20 questions. We're gonna play Heads Up, and we're just gonna. I'm gonna hit the Just Kidding section.
Uh-oh. Okay.
I have no idea what this is, but we're just gonna play. Place on forehead.
What am I supposed to do?
Get me to say anything? This.
Okay. Okay. Oh, it's not a square, but it's a
circle, rectangle.
Yeah.
Oh, go.
Oh, he's a comedian. He's short in stature.
Kevin Hart.
Yes. Not a pin, but a
pencil.
Oh, wait. No, I said the wrong one.
Oh, dang it. Just the other one.
Characters on TV. Bart, Maggie.
Oh, Simpsons.
Yes. Oh. Oh, we like this show on TV.
Oh.
At Christmas time.
It's Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell.
Elf.
Okay. And where is this thing seated on? Where do you...
You said one of the words.
You said one of the words?
What is... Oh, Elf on a Shelf.
Oh!
This is not working. Okay. Oh, I'm a toy, and you put in my arms and my eyeballs and my
Mr.
nose.
Mr. Potato
Yes! Oh, yummy. I like dark. Most people like
chocolate.
White. Yes. Oh, not the North Pole, but...
South Pole.
But it's called... It's
under.
Not the Arctic, but the...
Atlantic? What?
Antarctic.
And
you said part of the word. Would you shut up and just... Okay, go.
My dad was criticizing my mom all the time.
You know, there's the door.
Okay. Mom, you're going to play. Which one do you want to play? Do you want to do the Just Kidding?
Yeah, why did that have... What was
it's
that about?
It's for kids. It's easy questions. So place on forehead.
Oh, you're going to... I have to guess.
Yes.
Go.
What did you think was happening? Oh, it's a ride. It's you go underground at Disneyland.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yes. There you go. Oh, the game where it's the clean version of Cards Against Humanity.
Apples to Apples.
Yes. Oh, she has a bag and you keep pulling things out of it.
Mary Poppins.
Yes. Choo Choo.
The train.
Yes. That's it. I don't know what this is.
Oh, I got a point.
Oh, I do this every Tuesday night.
Basketball.
Yeah.
Gerbil.
Oh, Valentine.
Cards.
No, the dude who shoots the arrows.
Cupid.
Yep. Ribbit.
A frog.
Yes. The sloth and the mammoth. The movie.
Ice Age.
Yeah. Oh, the Adam Levine is the lead singer of this band. You won't know it.
Yeah, I do know it, but I forgot.
Whoa! He just chucked my phone across the room. Are you okay?
Don't tell me. Wait, I know his name.
The band?
The band's name. Adam Levine's band's name.
Five? No.
Maroon 5. Would you leave the room, please?
She's so mad at him. Okay. Do you want to play again?
Yeah, go.
Do you want to guess or do you want me to guess?
I don't care.
Okay, I'll do it one more time for me to guess. Okay?
Oh, me. Okay.
Oh, my God.
It just takes time. Ooh. Go to the next one. I can't remember the
roar. A tiger, a dinosaur, a lion.
Yes. Oh, we like these after we eat Chinese food.
Oh, you
dessert
fortune cookies.
Yes.
You light them.
Not big, but
little.
Not a horse, but a
pony.
Yeah. In the sky after it rains, God's promise.
Rainbow.
Okay. Oh, when you were a little kid, even though now we like to do it, we
doodle.
Take crayons and
color, draw,
and a
book,
yes.
Coloring book.
Yes. Oh, a horse with stripes.
Zebra.
Yeah. There's five of them, and they're not weak. They have a lot of
strong muscles, arms, biceps, octopus.
No, I can't do this one. Power Rangers.
You are terrible that round, Bob. Absolutely terrible.
I need more iced tea.
All right, do you want to do... Oh, I didn't save that video. Dang it, I've been saving the videos. Okay, I'm going to have you do it one more time. You have to guess. So it's on your forehead. All right? I have to tell her what it is. Oh, not the sun, but the other one.
Moon.
Yep. Oh, the driving Nintendo game.
Super Mario Kart.
Yeah, Mario Kart. Oh, it's not, it cooks things really fast. It's not the oven, but the...
Microwave.
Yes. The dude with the S on his...
Superman.
Yeah. Oh, Frozen, one of the characters.
Froze Toes. Oh, Elsa.
Yes. The girl in Harry Potter.
Hermione.
Sure. Hermione.
That's close.
Oh, Dory can speak this in Finding Nemo. Well. Yes. Your favorite color?
Purple.
Yes.
That was easy.
Oh, you go down this as a kid. You go, wee.
Escalator. Slide.
Yes. You go down escalator. The board game with all the colors.
A twister.
Yeah. Oh, the terrible Zac Efron's first show on the Disney Channel. It's where they sing.
And oh, High School Musical.
Yes. Oh, you did it. You did really well that time, Mom. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to save that video. And then we're going to move on to questions. You did really good that time. I'm very proud of you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Oh, I need to take a second. On to questions.
Okay.
That was a fun one.
I'm ready now. I'm awake.
Erin, woke her up, guys. Erin asks, favorite Thanksgiving tradition? And I was going to ask you, do we really have any traditions?
Eating.
That says eating. Do we have any Thanksgiving traditions?
Mm-mm.
No, it's kind of
it's just
like,
more traditional foods that we eat. It's not.
And like, we're like family. We hang out with our family, but it's like Christmas, we have traditions.
Yeah.
But
4th of July, we have traditions.
Yeah. But Thanksgiving's kind of been like, we're all there.
Yeah. Let's eat.
We're going to eat. Yeah. Mom made some devil eggs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about
it. That's
it. This is their name. That's a cool name, quote Colleen Ballinger. Wants. I wonder what her name is. What is your favorite way to drink water? Now, this sounds like a strange question, but we do have a favorite way to drink water. Metal cup, lots of ice, metal straw.
Yes.
That's the best way.
Yeah.
Because it stays cool.
Yes.
And the metal straw makes it like refreshing.
Yeah. And you got me these little thingies that go over the end of straws that are rubbery.
Yeah.
So you don't bonk your teeth and it's not
weird. You do bonk your teeth.
No, because I usually have mine up more like this. There. You can't see that.
But. No one, not even the people in the video can see that. She's trying to show them. She's trying to show people the straw from like 10 feet away. Anyway, so that is our favorite way to
cold,
drink water.
Cold, cold, and cold.
Cold, cold, and more cold. Maddie says, are you still planning on being at the Long Beach show? I am.
Yes.
You know, sometimes things change. My dad raised his hand. He, too, is planning on going. Emma wants to know, what did y'all have for breakfast? I had hot dogs.
I made, what? Hot dogs? You don't eat hot dogs.
Okay, sorry. A veggie dog. I had two veggie dogs. I live streamed me filming one of my videos. Now, my video was testing kitchen gadgets.
Okay.
And there's a product I'm going to give you.
Okay.
It has to do with hot dogs. You know how you cut up your hot dogs?
Yes. So they do curlicues.
Yes. But this is like, it's a you press it. It's called a slot dog. And it cuts the holes in it so that it cooks it all. It's the same.
Nice. My curlicue thing.
But without having to do the curlicue
thing. Yeah, because it's a pain. You put your hot dog in a skewer and then you take a knife and you go all the way around.
Yeah, no, this
so
is just.
You take it off. It goes boing, 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 boing. It looks like a spring.
Yeah, no, this is. Oh, so I tested that today, and so I ate hot dogs this morning.
Well, we had protein shakes that I made from home, so thank you very much. Was that today?
No,
oh, wait, no. Never mind. We had an almond.
You are so cocky. Wow. The amount of cockiness. I'm better than you. I had a protein shake while you ate a hot dog. That wasn't even true.
Oh, my goodness. I don't even know what day it is. I thought that was today. No, we had an almond croissant. Never mind.
That sounds good. Not as cocky, but sounds good. She's crying and dying. Ugh, okay. Ugh. Anonymous Colleen wants to know. Focus, Mom. She's dead. She died. And snorted. She snorted. What? I'm just narrating. Anonymous Colleen wants to know, who eats most of the desserts at the family Christmas party?
Tim.
Dad, do you eat most of them? I feel like...
You eat desserts,
but like at the family Christmas party, I feel like us family don't ever actually eat the desserts. I feel like we eat them all like the next day.
Yeah.
I eat the mistakes.
My dad eats the mistakes while they're baking. Yeah, so at the party, I feel like all day long.
We eat them all day, yeah.
We eat them all day. So at the actual party, all of us are too full.
And you guys steal them. Yeah, you guys steal them.
Yeah, we steal them. So at the actual party, we're all full. I think the kids eat
probably,
them.
Or people that we invite, yeah.
Or people that we invite because it's like new and fresh to them. And we're like, oh, we've been around sugar all day. Give me my Carl's Jr. Apparently with those accents.
That is a Christmas tradition.
Carl's Jr. Christmas dessert It's a whole thing.
It was. Our traditions have changed.
Yes, but you know, we're still kind of keeping them as close to home as possible. Yeah. Annalise says, "What brand of toilet paper do you use for science?"
Charmin, the red one.
You use the red one now?
It doesn't do that fluffy floof in your hair.
I grew up on Charmin, the blue one.
Yeah.
And then as an adult, I switched to Charmin, the red one, because it doesn't turn into powder.
Yeah.
And I didn't know you had switched as well.
Well, yeah, because that stuff was everywhere.
Yeah, the Charmin Ultra Strong is what I use.
That's what I use.
Yes, the red one.
Yeah, the red one.
I should switch to a more eco-friendly version, but...
It would disintegrate your hand.
Like, my butt is so sensitive.
Don't you have a bidet?
Oh, I use that freaking bidet.
I want a bidet so bad.
I'll get you a bidet. I'm putting it in my phone for a Christmas gift.
My tushy will be so happy.
Matt was looking at my phone the other day and he stumbled on my Christmas gift ideas, and I have Christmas gift ideas for people. My mom's dad just pointed at you.
She just the other day said she wanted a new toilet for Christmas.
Oh, mom wants a new toilet for Christmas? You get her a toilet for Christmas. I'll get her a bidet.
Well, because the toilet we have is
so tiny.
New.
It feels like a kid's toilet.
It's tiny. That's not the issue.
No, I hate the toilet in your kitchen. Your kitchen. My kitchen.
Don't have a toilet in my kitchen.
No.
The toilet in my bathroom. It doesn't go, the water doesn't go whoosh like that. It just goes. So are things on the side? Stay on the side. What?
It doesn't swirl? No,
and if you don't get the toilet paper right on top of all the water.
Oh, no.
If you get it in the shallow end.
No.
It doesn't flush.
I just hate your toilet because it feels like a kid's toilet. At an elementary school, she points at my dad.
I want a new toilet, I've been
saying.
Okay,
so a new toilet and a bidet. But Matt saw my Christmas list ideas for people, and he was like, why am I not on it?
Because you look at the phone.
You look at the phone.
You know they should make toilets that have bidets already in them.
They do.
Okay.
They're just expensive people toilets.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'd rather get a cheap toilet and a cheap bidet and call it a day. Amaya wants to know, will we ever find out why all of your vlogs are 5 minutes and 1 second long? They are actually only 5 minutes long. And my mom did a face as if she hadn't realized this.
No, I hadn't realized that.
Okay, yeah. All my vlogs are 5 minutes long. And then YouTube shows 5 minute, 1 second, even though they're actually only 5 minutes. They're rounding up, but I'm at 500, so I don't know why they round up. I don't know. But I wanted to do something different with my vlog channel. I wanted to have some sort of structure. And I wanted to challenge myself and be a little creative and not care about making that 10-minute mark.
Good for you.
So I just decided to make them all 5 minutes.
Nice.
And I have to put a little more effort into them. And I don't know. I find it fun.
Why do you have to put more effort if it's not as much?
Because I have to edit more.
Gotcha.
Because I could just throw all the footage out there and not care. But since I have to edit it down to 5 minutes, I have to be creative and like get the whole story within 5 minutes.
Got it.
Yeah. And like cut out the boring stuff.
They're all exactly
5 minutes.
Wow.
Wow, my parents had not realized.
Hey, excuse me, I've been taking care of...
No.
Many children.
My dad watched the content, not the numbers. All right. Well, we didn't have a sponsor today, so we're only... we're not that long of
a
podcast.
We do, too. Oh, no.
We
don't never mind.
What were you going to say was the sponsor? My stickers?
Yeah, she did. She donated these, so she's sponsored.
I guess my dad just gave me $10.
There.
Are you the sponsor for today, Dad? What do you want us to promote
about?
Give me half. Yeah, promote the stickers.
Promote the stickers. Get your money out of here. All right, guys, that's it for today. Remember to...
Chicken shinner. No.
See? I don't trust you with live streaming because you just said chicken shitters.
She said shinner.
Shinner? I don't believe you because she's about to pee, which means she said the bad word, not shinners.
Winner, winner, doggy dinner. Don't forget that. That's what I was trying to say. I need to go home and sleep.
Okay, we're going to end this. We love you guys. Thanks so much for listening. Make sure to follow us, Podcast ATI on Twitter. It's where we get your questions and topics that you would like us to discuss every week. We love you. Mom, do you want to take us out if you're able?
We'll see you next time on All Things Internet.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times bestselling author of Supernatural Horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken?
given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself.
Of course. What else would it be?
The Sheriff, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.